For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, your Saturday morning Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. It's brought to you each and every week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. This week, we check in at USDA for two interesting stories. Story number one, the topic of the recent 2024 World Food Prize Week. Rod Bain has additional details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2024 World Food Prize Laureate Award Celebration.
World Food Prize Foundation President Terry Brandstad with greetings from the Iowa Capitol Building in Des Moines, home for the annual Laureate Presentation Ceremony. This year's recipients of the Nobel Prize for Agriculture were presented their honor recently for their work developing global plant gene banks. Jeffrey Houghton of the United Kingdom and Canada and Kerry Fowler of the United States.
I got to realize the value of genetic diversity. I was starting a breeding program from scratch. You cannot breed unless you have genetic diversity. You need to have different traits that you can bring across together to select new varieties.
Later in life, when I encountered crop diversity and realized how important that was to the future of the world and food security, it didn't seem out of place to somehow try to create a global system for conserving it in perpetuity.
The laureates participated in various sessions during the coinciding Norman Borlaug International Dialogue. The theme of the 2024 edition was Seeds of Opportunity, Bridging Generations and Cultivating Diplomacy. Among the areas of focus during the event, increasing food security in the African continent. Several sessions discussed aspects of these efforts, including one featuring Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and former United Nations Ambassador Andrew Young.
One half of the increased population in the world over the course of the next several decades is going to come from the African continent. It bodes well for us to understand each other in order to help those countries mature their economies, create farming and production agriculture that's capable of helping produce the food to feed their people.
If we see Africa as an opportunity rather than a problem, I don't think there are any limits to what we can do.
Secretary Vilsack's press conference at the Borlaug Dialogue was among several side events. Various international and national governments and organizations, as well as land-grant universities, provided opportunity to share what they were doing in the global food security realm. That included Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor, introducing the new Food for Opportunity program and discussing various USDA global food assistance and trade offerings.
Food for Progress is one of them. The McGovern-Dole program are market development programs, MAP, FMD, TASC, which is targeted to specialty crops, emerging markets programs.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Alrighty, Rod, thank you very much for that recap. And, well, story number two here this week is when we check in with USDA, you hear Rod Bain or you hear that familiar voice of Gary Crawford and his unique humor and style. Well, he's been doing it for quite a while. Rod has more on the legendary voice of the one and only Gary Crawford.
Walter Mitty, Forrest Gump. Characters living charmed lives, whether in the magic of the movies or their own minds. A charmed life is that of someone you hear on your radio, streaming device, laptop on a regular basis. Someone celebrating a career milestone, 50 years at USDA Radio.
A lot of stories. I thank God for putting me into these places. Doing radio here at the department has been a very happy experience.
I'm Rod Bain. Coming up, the golden anniversary celebration of USDA Radio's own Gary Crawford in this edition of Agriculture USA. 1974. Much history packed in that year. One 50-year highlight, the first time a creative soul set foot within the USDA complex in Washington, D.C. on a new assignment.
Into the secret chamber deep beneath the Agriculture Department building in Washington. Well, let's get in. Yes, and hit the button, then go back into the past.
Since then, what USDA radio reporter producer Gary Crawford has brought listeners in the way of vital information mixed with theater of the mind and unique historical perspective has been, well, stellar.
I had gotten out of the Air Force after 4 years. I was just taking a film animation course taught by a person in the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
That USDA connection connected Gary with what was then the information office for an interview. He was hired that same day. Gary's first agriculture secretary, Earl Butts. President Gerald Ford was less than 1 month into his presidency when Gary joined USDA radio. What hasn't changed is Gary's ability to interview subjects and present news and features in a creative way. In addition to agriculture secretaries, a 1989 visit with the President of the United States.
This was George Bush 1. They had enough trust in me to let me host this call-in show with the President.
A 1984 interview with Smokey Bear. The original voice of Smokey, that is. Washington, D.C. radio personality Jackson Weaver.
Being able to do the voice of Smokey has been a lot of fun.
As well as ag producers from all walks of life or animation.
This is Farmer Fudd. I was just starting my chores when I happened to look over toward my carrot patch, and who do you think I saw right in the middle of it?
Gary, indeed, has been all over the place, and his theater of the mind approach, born from the golden age of radio, has allowed such journeys to take place. Whether noting farmers' role in Allied success in the D-Day invasion and World War II.
A landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Heavy fire. Now just behind
or never confusing tax codes with geography.
Hey, I got an uncle who lives in Texas.
No, taxes, you know, money, dollars.
Dallas, that's where my uncle lives, Dallas, Texas.
Or covering a hearing, or more, featuring USDA officials or policy discussions such as farm bills.
I can't count the number of times that I've had to take a taxi to cover a hearing, stand in line at the Capitol building to get in, finding one or two places to plug in your recorder to get a feed, finding no tables or chairs, sitting under tables on your knees for 2.5 hour hearings.
Professional achievements of note for Gary, up-close coverage of the 1979 tractorcade on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Tractors into the city during a snowstorm. I ended up on one of the tractors with farmers. I was interviewing them on Independence Avenue in the snowstorm, and right ahead of us, they had brought this old dilapidated tractor in, flipping it over and setting it on fire in the middle of Independence Avenue. So I did a play-by-play of the scene there.
Numerous New York Radio Festival Awards. And in 2004, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Dix Harper Meritorious Service Award.
I just was overwhelmed by it. They don't realize how happy it made me and how it made me feel like my work was not going out into the ether to be unused, unheard, and was actually making a difference. And I really appreciated that.
Great appreciation indeed from and for a legendary broadcaster. And all this covers just his USDA radio career. We'll have to talk about Gary's meeting with the King, Elvis Presley, his interview of returning prisoners of war from Vietnam, and his gold record, among other things, some other time. For now, a toast for a charmed 50-year tenure at USDA Radio for Gary Crawford. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
All right, Rod, very much in Gary Crawford style right there with the sound effects and such. And Gary does a lot of great things around the holidays or special events. I know he's got some segments surrounding Thanksgiving coming up, but boy, what a trip. 50 years. I've had a chance to meet Rod and Gary on many occasions with my association with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and yeah, just two very, very good people, you bet. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.